and welcome to the Naked Truth Podcast, the next evolution of the long-running YouTube series of the same name, the show that discusses life and all manner of topics in an incredibly vulnerable state. Welcome, everyone. In this episode, we're going to talk about part two of the moving to LA episode. So really what we're going to discuss here is moving away from home and setting yourself up elsewhere to begin your adult life journey. But first, it's story time. Let's take a trip back in time and listen to the original Naked Truth on moving to LA, part two. This week, I wanted to do something a little bit less controversial than last week, and I often get asked for people who really enjoyed the Naked Truth on moving to LA, and they said, you know, that's great that you gave us your experience on that, but then what about this, and what about this, and what about when you get there? And I'm often asked for a lot of details on that, so I thought, why not make a Naked Truth on moving to LA part two? So that was really inspired by Catherine Stewart, who asked way, way, way long ago, hi. I was wondering if you would be interested in doing a Naked Truth on setting up life in a new state. Thanks, Kat. Well, Kat, yeah, let me go into a little bit about what that's like, just from my experience. So when I moved to LA, I'll kind of pick it up where I left off. I got there with some savings that I had. I drove across the country, so I had my old car that I drove across the country in, and I didn't know anybody moving out there. So as far as money, my savings were rapidly dwindling because I needed them to, I only had about $2,000 in savings if you're trying to budget moving away from home. And a lot of that was used in my drive out there and gas and hotel rooms and food and down payment on my new apartment that I found on Craigslist, and I found roommates on Craigslist, and I basically tried to do everything as cheap as possible because I knew being out there pursuing my dreams would cost a lot of money. When you're doing acting, I mean, there's headshots to consider, there's classes to consider, there's all different types of things that you need to spend to invest in your career. And that really goes for any career that you choose. There's going to be investments that you need to make to get further ahead. So I wanted to save as much money as possible, and I was young. So I'm like, this is my time to live out of a cardboard box and be an actor. So I definitely did that. I had four girls to a two-bed, two-bath apartment, so I shared my bedroom and my bathroom with someone else, which really isn't that bad, and I made it work in Los Angeles on that budget. I took any job that I could get, so I started out getting a job that paid minimum wage doing telemarketing, which made me want to kill myself a little bit, because pretty much one out of every three people you call will tell you off, you can't really explain, like, I'm not making any money, this is just my job, it's not my fault, okay, bye. So I always have more compassion now for telemarketers when they call me on the phone because I did that. And then right after that, I found the waitressing job that I settled into for about 6 years. And it was a waiting tables job with Disney at the Disney Soda Fountain Studio Store, where I worked with Brian Holden from Team Star Kid. Fun little fact. And that was, you know, while all that was blowing up and we were waiting tables together. So he kind of gave me a hint into the world of YouTube before I ever got there. So that's an awesome little connection. And I knew that that wasn't what I wanted to do ultimately, but I knew that in order to do what I wanted to do ultimately, I would need the finances to feed myself and clothe myself and just be able to exist so that I wasn't extraordinarily desperate at every audition that I went to. So that's what I did for money. I also saved money to fly home for the holidays. So every month I set $50 aside into a savings account. Flying from LA to Pennsylvania back then was way cheaper than it is now, for the record. So it was $50 a month I was setting aside, and I treated that like that was a bill. That wasn't an optional thing. That was a necessary thing because I was on the other side of the country from all of my friends and my family and everybody I knew. So going home, especially for the holidays, was very important to me. So I prioritized that financially. As far as my career went, because, I mean, after all, that's what I moved out to LA for. I think I said this in my Naked Truth on acting, but I believe in whatever career path you choose, while you're working your way up the ladder, spend at least a half an hour every single day pursuing what that ultimate goal is that you want. So whether it's for me, whether it would be reading a play or reading a book on the business of acting or taking a class or a workshop, I joined a theater company right away when I moved out here, and that was really great because it gave me a place to perform, that I could constantly be working on something, even if it was just a monologue or a new play or whatever, and I was around artistic people. So that's how I kind of fed the artistic side of myself while I was out there. As far as friends go, since I moved out there with zero friends, I knew two people out here that were friends twice removed, so they were friends of friends, so I didn't really know them, but I knew of them, and I had their contact information because when I moved, my friends were like, oh, hey, I know someone who's out there. You should look them up and say hi. So I had those two people to connect me to people. I also had my new friends from the theater company that I had joined, and I had friends from the waitressing job that I got. So slowly but surely, I accumulated people that I felt okay to hang out with. And I think that if you are trying to accumulate friends in a new place, the easiest way to do that is through a job or through a shared passion or hobby or something like that. So just by going out and doing things, you meet lots of people, and that's great. As far as love goes, when I moved out here, I actually moved out to LA in a relationship, and we had decided to do the long distance thing, and that lasted about 6 months. And, you know, most people would say, why even bother doing the long distance thing? But for me, it was really good when I first moved because it gave me a connection to home. It gave me a reason to call back home every day or every other day and a reason to fly home more often and keep that connection. Plus, I wasn't thrown into LA in all respects at the same time. It's not like I was just out here not knowing what was going on and trying to navigate the world of dating in Los Angeles, which is a whole nother crazy experience. So it was good for me. The relationship ended after 6 months because we just realized that, you know, he was never going to come to LA, and I was really enjoying LA and not really seeing myself coming home. So it was kind of like, where was this going? But when that relationship ended, that was a really big challenge for me because I'd been out here about 6 months and I was doing pretty well. But when that happened, it was a real loss. And it was one of those moments where I thought, should I move back home? Am I really doing this? Is this something I really want to do? And what is my life and where is my life going? And it made me question a lot. But ultimately, it was a good thing because it was like the right moment for me to take the next step of my independence here. So that was great. Other challenges I faced in my first year of LA was I learned what renter's insurance was because my place got broken into and a ton of my stuff got stolen. That was my PlayStation 2 that I had at the time got taken, my roommate's laptop got taken, and all of my jewelry that wasn't on my person at the time got taken. And that included gifts from people that I could never get back, gifts from relatives who weren't with us anymore, that kind of stuff. And that was a huge also hit against my, oh my God, am I independent enough to be out here at all? Like now I feel like I really have nothing. But that was a challenge that I overcame and I picked myself back up. And when I came home for the next holiday, both my mom and my sister donated jewelry that they, you know, didn't really wear anymore that they had picked up at a carnival somewhere or something like that. Like nothing crazy expensive, but just stuff that they felt they could kind of contribute to me so I didn't feel like all I had was my class ring, because that's pretty much all I had was my class ring and one pair of earrings. So loved my mom and my sister, and then I had more pieces to take back to LA with me that reminded me of home. So that was okay too. Career-wise, my first year out here, I ran into the challenge of not being able to get very many auditions. Back in Philadelphia, I was able to work a lot without being a member of the Screen Actors Guild. And here in LA, that was a lot harder when I initially moved out here. And I had a hard time finding an agent, whereas back in Philadelphia, I had an agent no problem. And in fact, one agent meeting that I went on my first year out here in LA, the agent actually looked at me and said, I'm worried that your face is too round to be on camera. Because, you know, the camera makes everything look wider. And I just, you know, if your face looked the way that it does in real life on camera, that'd be fine. But I'm afraid it's going to look too wide. And so I sat there and digested the information that my head was too fat to be a television and film actor, which, you know, my dreams are slightly being shattered. And then this agent followed that up with, but there's a party at the Playboy Mansion tonight. If you want to go with me, you know, it's really about who you know. So I'd be happy to take you. And I thought, you're telling me that my face is too fat for camera, but you'd love for me to come out on a date to the Playboy Mansion with you. Yeah, no thanks. So needless to say, the industry presented its own challenges while I was out here as well. But overall, I learned things, I grew as a person, and I never looked back. I mean, every day that I looked out my window and saw palm trees or the Hollywood sign, I was reminded why I was here and what I was doing and what I wanted to do and to follow my heart. So that's the continuation of my story from moving away from home all the way across the country. And I just tell you guys, just remember that it's not going to go as you planned, and to hang in there and give it a good go. Don't expect it to all come to you right away because it's a learning process. And when we grow, there are growing pains naturally, but they're all good in the end and they make you stronger. So, my question to you guys is what steps would you take if you found yourself far away from home, all alone, no friends, no family, and you had to survive there? What do you think your strategy would be in making a new life? And for those of you who have already been through something like that in your life, please share your experiences in the comment section as well. All right, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please feel free to suggest vlog topics for future Naked Truths down in the comment section, or to make your own vlog response, you can join the Naked Army by vlogging in the buff. After a shower, no makeup, no hairstyle, nothing like that, and bare your soul, but from the shoulders up, on camera only, please. All right, I will see you guys next week. Bye. Setting up life in a new place. For me, now, looking back at it, I mean, my story hasn't changed because that was my story, but given some perspective a little bit later in life, now I think of it as, if you're going to set up life in a new place and you're doing it by yourself, especially I should say if you're doing it by yourself like I did, the things I think you need to prioritize include your living situation, so where you're actually living and work, how you're paying your bills, family, whether it be family in the old location, new location, etc. I think keeping that family tie is super important. Friends, again, friends from the previous location as well as the making new friends in the new location, like old life and new life. And then finally, pursuing your dreams. So let's break it down. Living situation. Figuring out a way to pay your bills and a roof to put over your head is important. And if you're doing this all on your own for the first time, there are going to be things you didn't think about. Like for me, renter's insurance was not something I thought about. And for some people, it's things like utility bills. You may have no idea how much electricity is going to cost or how to call and set up the electric company to make sure that you have electricity in your apartment. But that's obviously something that you're going to need, right? Do you have a water bill, a trash bill? How much is all that going to cost? Because I think when you're first starting out, it's easy to say, okay, my rent is X. As long as I make that amount of money, I have a place to live. But there's a lot of little costs built into that that I think a lot of people don't really realize. Like paying for food. That's important too. My husband Nate says, you know, he did not budget for food when he was in college. So while he had budgeted to pay his tuition and his rent, you know, he was on his own for everything else and ended up doing a lot of, like I think a lot of, you know, college students do, a lot of ramen, a lot of restaurants that have like unlimited breadsticks. That might be all you're eating for a while. But I think getting the bare necessities, if you're going to relocate somewhere else, try to start on, you know, your young adult life, start in your own new footing, or even if it's not even your young adult life, even if you're just moving from one place to another, I think the first thing you have to think about is, how am I going to pay my bills and where am I going to live? Now, once you have those things figured out, and that might take a little bit, but once you have those things figured out, I think that's the biggest make or break for most people, right? If you can't figure out where you're going to live and how you're going to pay your bills, most people will just give up and move back to wherever they came from. So those are the important things, like kind of like, I don't know, the nails in the house, if you're building the house, right? Those are the nails that hold the house together. So make sure you have that. Then to, you know, once you have that, then make it your own. Start to make that place feel like your own place so that you feel like you have your own space that you can claim and start to feel like, okay, yes, this is new, but it's mine and it's new, if that makes sense. And when it comes to work specifically, whatever that job is, you know, if I moved out to LA and thought, well, I need to get acting jobs to pay my bills, I would have never been able to pay rent. So if you are pursuing a career that maybe you have to build to, don't be afraid to get a day job. And maybe it's not your ideal day job, but as long as it can pay the bills,
It enables you to stay in the new place to keep pursuing what you want to pursue. I still recommend a half hour towards whatever career you're pursuing or whatever your ultimate goal is each day is a great way to stay focused on the overall goal and not get tied up in the day to day. But yes, living situation and work are supremely important. Then I would also say for your own mental and emotional health, making sure that you have some tie to your life in the place you were before, if you want to have one. But I think for most people, that's important if you're leaving family or friends behind. I think that's really important because you don't want to feel isolated in the new place. And when you get to a new place, especially if you don't have friends before you move there, like I didn't, it can feel very isolating. So for me, it involved budgeting for trips home. I set aside, you know, so many dollars per week or so many dollars per month to fund my trips home so that I could go home and see my family and my long distance relationship boyfriend at the time. But it still made me feel like I was out here in LA alone, but at the same time, I had a support network behind me, if that makes sense. And I think that's super important because you're going to miss your family. You're probably going to miss your friends. And I don't know that just saying like, oh, well, rip off the Band-Aid, start something new. At least that wouldn't have worked for me. I feel like that would have been a little bit too much of a 180. So knowing where you came from, I think, is important. And then when it comes to new friends, I think the best thing that you can do is get involved. If you're a church person, find your local church. Volunteer with a local organization that represents something that you want to help out with. Find your local comic book store or hobby shop and start going to magic nights or D&D nights or whatever. Try to meet new people. Make an effort to say hello to people that you work with at your day job, something like that. Take a class at the library. You know, they don't have to be expensive things, but go out there, put yourself out there, and just meet new people in the new area. I think that helps you to grow roots in your new area, to feel more welcome in your new area. And, for me at least, here in Los Angeles, it happened much faster than I thought. When I originally moved here, like I had mentioned in the original vlog, I only had two people that weren't even direct friends. They were friends of friends. But those were the only two even somewhat associate, like people that I even was acquainted with out in Los Angeles. And now one of those people, I'm happy to say, is almost like family. Like my son calls my friend Pete Uncle Pete, and Pete was one of those friend of friends when I moved out here. Now he's super close. So it happens. You build new roots and you grow in your new area, but get involved in as many ways that you can that do not cost a lot of money, because you'll probably be strapped for cash for a little while at least until you find your footing. But meet people, and then they're going to introduce you to other job opportunities and other cool hobbies and other places and restaurants and, you know, just getting to know the local scene through people. And I think also once you've kind of found your people in a new area, that does a lot to help you want to stay in that new area and not feel as ready to throw in the towel and give up and go back home, which can definitely happen if you're too lonely and you miss everybody. But on the other side of that coin, I would say, again, with perspective now, don't be afraid to throw in the towel and go back if you find that you don't like the new place or the new thing you're pursuing. Don't be so stubborn that you're unwilling to say, I'm really unhappy though, and I don't think it's going to get better. If that's the case for you, like, yes, you have to have a healthy understanding that things will be challenging and will be hard, but really, only you know if that's something you want to keep pursuing or not. So I would just say keep checking in with yourself and keep being honest with yourself as much as possible. Like for me, when I moved to LA, I thought, you know, I want to have a career in entertainment so bad that I am totally cool with living in a crummy apartment with way too many roommates and eating cup of noodles and ramen again and like doing whatever I get, you know, working four waitressing jobs. I am cool with doing whatever I need to do just to be in a place where I feel like I have a shot at this or any kind of chance, you know? Like certainly it was cheaper for me to stay living in Philadelphia because I had family support there and all of my friends there. And I did audition while I was there, but there was not enough opportunity in Philadelphia for me to make a living with an entertainment career. I made some supplemental income, but that was it. So I knew that if I wanted to actually have a career doing this, I would need to either move to New York or Los Angeles or someplace that's a hub with lots and lots of opportunity specifically in this field. So I knew it was going to be tough. But honestly, I feel like I adapted to it pretty well. I think when I got to Los Angeles, I felt like, yeah, this is very much what I had prepared myself for, very much what I thought it would be, and I am ready for the challenge. All right. We have a message from Naked Truth podcast listener Steven.
So a big hypothetical here, but if your move to LA had failed, like you ran out of money or you just reached a point where you gave up, what do you think you would have done with your life now? Would you would have stayed out in LA? Would you have moved back to PA? Or what do you think you would have done at that time?
What would have happened if I failed? If it happened, it probably would have been because I ran out of money, not because I found out I didn't like it. But, you know, who knows? Maybe I would have found out, like, I kind of hate acting. And here I am in LA trying to have an entertainment, you know, career, and I don't like anything about it. So whether it was for money or because I didn't like the career I had chosen or whatever, I honestly probably would have moved back to Philadelphia. That's where my family is. That's where my network of friends was. You know, I went to college outside of Philadelphia. I had a lot of roots there. But I still probably would have been looking into other areas with different opportunities, whether it be New York City, Philadelphia, like downtown Philadelphia, the city proper, and maybe started applying for jobs that interested me in other fields. So I probably still would have auditioned every now and then, but maybe, you know, if I had given up on it as a career, maybe not. Maybe I would have found a day job doing something like theater management that's kind of loosely affiliated with it. But I mean, I have my 4-year degree in theater for acting, directing, and I knew that performing in some aspect is where my heart lied. You know what I'm trying to say. But honestly, I had many different jobs that could have turned into a career over the years. I really enjoyed doing auto show spokesmodel work. You know, it's still kind of entertainment because I got to be up on stage talking about cars to big audiences. but I could have done that as a career. That was really, really fun. And I, you know, for my years of doing that, I have a lot of friends that is what they do full time for their careers. And that could have been a cool job. I think I would have landed with something. I think it probably still would have been some type of public speaking related because that's what I enjoy doing. But yeah, great question. So that's that, everybody. If you want to be a part of the podcast in the future, Anchor lets you send in audio messages that are then sent to me, which is super fun. And you can do that on anchor.fm/Trisha-Hershberger. Now, next week's Naked Truth podcast is going to release on Thanksgiving, and it's going to be about Thanksgiving. Ha-ha! And for those of you who are international listeners who are like, Thanksgiving, what? It'll be talking about basically family gatherings and how, especially when you have family members with different viewpoints, sometimes family gatherings can be a little sticky. So if you have any insight into any of that, please go ahead and send in your questions or comments, and you just may hear yourself on that future episode coming up. Huge thank you to the official Anchor supporters of The Naked Truth and to all of you who are listening and sharing this with friends. You rule, and I appreciate you. So I guess final thoughts of the day. I think if you are going to make some kind of huge transition that involves relocation, again, especially if you're doing it by yourself, I think the most important things are to take care of your bare necessities first. What's the roof over your head? How are you paying your bills? So some kind of day job that's going to let you continue to stay in that place and have a roof over your head and have your minimum needs met. Then from there, how are you going to keep up your emotional and mental well-being by keeping ties to where you just came from, but also by planting roots in the new place? I think you have to, you know, water both sides of that tree. I'm talking about roots, so I made it about a tree. I don't know. But then also, if you move somewhere because you're pursuing a dream and pursuing a career that seems unattainable, make sure that you focus on that a little bit every day so that you don't lose sight of where you're going. Don't lose sight of where you've been, and don't lose sight of where you're going. And make sure that your needs are met. That's it. All right, everyone. This has been The Naked Truth, and thank you for listening.